Good morning. Well, the most obnoxious thing about yesterday had to be the Priyanka Sena. Guys dressed in pink with the most unfitting pajamas ever. And lo and behold, another bhakti cult has started. While we are on cults, Ranveer Singh, the apolitical actor, aka mercenary, paisa fake tamasha dekh types, is in news regarding the rap movie Gully Boy. But the gully rap battle that is getting all the attention were the rallies of Rahul Gandhi and, surprisingly, Home Minister Rajnath Singh. While Rahul Gandhi was urging the crowd in Lucknow to sing along the chants of Chowkidar Chor Hai, but Rajnath Singh, the Home Minister of India, had some bhakti lyrics as he hit back saying, Chowkidar Chor Nahi Chowkidar Pure Hai, next PM sure hai, problem ke liye cure hai. It is 12th Feb 2019 and in case you missed it, tomorrow, that is on the 13th of February 2019, 100 years back, 379 people died and thousands were injured when British troops opened fire. Yes, it has been 100 years, but you or I haven't heard about it. Don't wonder why. RSS had no role in it, so obviously it did not happen. And while we are speaking of fire starters, tragic news coming in this morning. 9 people have died in a major fire that broke out in a hotel in Delhi's Karol Bagh in the wee hours of today. The fire broke out in one hotel, Arpit Palace in Karol Bagh. According to initial media reports, 20 fire tenders were rushed to the spot and rescue operations are still underway. And while we are on the topic of rescue, audio tapes are on a rescue mission against the Operation Kamala launched by BJP in Karnataka. Karnataka Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar suggested that Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy constitute a SIT to probe the audio tape where a person holding responsible position made allegations that the speaker was booked for rupees 50 crore. The speaker told the Chief Minister in the Assembly to submit the SIT report in 15 days. Both ruling and the opposition members demanded a probe. And while we are on Operation Kamala, well, there is Operation RSS. And with that, we head to Northeast, which has basically given a big middle finger to the centre, read BJP on the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2016. Amid the protests rocking Assam over the citizenship bill, Bhupen Hazarika's son compared the bestowing of Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on the late singer as short-lived cheap thrills. The son, however, stopped short of turning down the honour. The contentious citizenship amendment bill will be tabled in Rajya Sabha today. Even as Northeast continues to burn in protest against the proposed law, Nagaland, Manipur, Assam, etc. all are protesting against this unnecessary bill being brought in by the RSS and its political offshoot, the BJP, so much so that its own allies are now turning enemies. And while we are on allies turning enemies, well, in the most amusing twist of fate, the political right wing in India and supporters of the ruling BJP that thrived on Twitter for so long and had a symbiotic relationship with it has launched a sudden blazing war against it. Well, that is what happens when someone you believe to be amongst your most trusted and valuable allies appears to be part of the enemy camp. Twitter, once its prized ally, is no longer the BJP's fiefdom. Twitter global head Jack Dorsey and senior officials of the social media platform have been asked to appear before Parliament's Standing Committee on Information Technology on the 25th Feb, with the panel expressing serious concern over his failure to do so as yet. Before we head to international news, the latest on Rafael. Well, according to the Indian Express, the Indian government and the French government have been lying through their noses. No surprises there. Well, according to the Indian Express, in the fourth week of 2015 March, about a fortnight before Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the procurement of 36 Rafale fighter aircraft from France, businessman Anil Ambani visited then French Defense Minister at his office in Paris and had a meeting with his top advisors. Ambani's meeting was described by Salomon to a top official of a European defense company as confidential and planned, as you can imagine, with very short notice. When Ambani visited the French Defense Minister's office, it was known that Prime Minister Modi would make an official visit to France from 9 to 11th of April 2015. Subsequently, Ambani was part of the PM's delegation during the visit where the deal for 36 Rafale aircraft was announced by Modi and then French President Francois Hollande. in a joint statement issued by the two sides. Incidentally, Reliance Defense was incorporated on 28 March 2015, in the same week as this meeting. Given we are in France, well, looks like it's France's turn for the Me Too movement. Several French media executives have been suspended or fired for allegedly coordinating online harassment through a private Facebook group. The largely male Ligue du LOL, League of LOL, targeted women writers and feminist activists, among others. Dozens of people have shared their experience of cyberbullying by the group since it was uncovered by the French left-wing newspaper Libération. Two Libération journalists are among those suspended. And while we're talking about suspension, Russia is considering whether to disconnect from the global internet briefly as part of a test of its cyber defenses. The test will mean data passing between Russian citizens and organizations stays inside the nation rather than being routed internationally. The draft law called the Digital Economy National Program requires Russia's ISPs to ensure that it can operate in the event of a foreign powers acting to isolate the country online. And while we are in Russia, well, it's not a cyber attack that has caused the Russian authorities to declare emergency on one of its islands. It's rather polar bears. Russian environmental authorities have deployed a team of specialists to a remote Arctic region to sedate and remove dozens of hungry polar bears that have besieged the people living there. The move came after officials in the Novaya Zemlya archipelago, with a population of about 3,000 people, appealed for help. Before we leave you for the day, a bit of something from the past that we learned today. Well, scientists have discovered in 2.1 billion year old black shale from a quarry in Gabon, the earliest evidence of a revolutionary development in the history of life on Earth, the ability of organisms to move from one place to another on their own, given the oxygen-rich environment that helped life evolving more complexity. And that is all from my end, and please don't listen to Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who has confessed on air that he has not washed his hands for 10 years because germs are not a real thing. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Hegseth said the infectious microorganisms did not exist because they could not be seen with the naked eye. That's all from me for today. Goodbye from takeapart.in.